Hello, Internet. Welcome to Creep the Podcast. I'm Bronwyn Isaac, your host and main creep. And we have, I might be extra partial to our guest today. I don't pick favorites, but she's a fabulous writer, photographer, and at times she can even be a heckler, so comedians beware. I have Peggy Kelly here.
Hey.
Before we get into the reasons and the ways that Peggy is creepy, and, you know, even more of my personal stories that I'm very paranoid my parents and extended family are going to listen to and view me differently, I actually have a few write-in anecdotes from a listener that I thought I would share up top, that Peggy, we can discuss our thoughts on the creepiness.
Totally.
So we had a Chris Gusta share a few experiences of creepy women who have creeped upon him. So we're getting the perspective of a straight male who has been creeped upon, which I think it's important to even let straight males talk about this, since we do talk about there's a lot of women being creepy towards men.
Yeah.
And other women on this podcast.
For sure.
So I'm going to read his first story. So he says, I was dating a woman who I met at a goth Halloween party. Which is already great.
Sorry, yeah.
Oh, no, I mean, don't hold back. Like, this is absolutely how I want every story to start.
At a goth Halloween party.
Yeah, I mean, what else is there? She showed up at my house at 3 in the morning on Halloween night wearing a naked woman costume.
Wait. Sorry.
I know, I have questions about that. Absolutely. Yeah. Like, what, like...
Wasn't she just naked?
She wasn't just, like, she wore a costume, like a nude suit. He wrote in parentheticals that it was really disturbing looking, and he doesn't tell us if there's nipples, we don't know, like.
Well, maybe that's so when she takes it off, it's, like, less scary. It's like, oh, phew, that's a better body than I was expecting.
Oh my gosh, your body is so great.
It's so much better than that suit you're wearing.
All that fake body hair was creeping me out. I like the real stuff. And then it goes, and then he writes in parentheticals, anyway, she was a total weirdo, so I ended things with her a month later.
A month later?
A month later, that's my favorite. I'm like, I need some detail, like, why
a whole month?
Like, I understand being a pushover, and or not knowing how to break, but, like, she showed up in a nude costume, like, get out.
He was bored.
He was bored, yeah. And, I mean, we don't know, maybe the kissing and the sex was, I don't, Chris, you can clear this up in a follow-up message. So, fast forward to Christmas. He ran into her at a Christmas party, and it says he, in quotes, accidentally ate a pot cookie at the party.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I would say that's fake news.
Sure. I never do that.
Right? Accidentally? Oops, I just ate an edible. And it says, everybody was getting ready to head downtown, but, you know, having taken an edible, he decided to walk instead of catching a ride. When he got to the bar, he was so stoned that when he sat down, he realized he could not move.
Yes.
We have been there this
a couple
week.
Days ago.
Yeah. For the listeners, Peggy has been, I know her from the West Coast, and she's been visiting this week. So we actually did edibles and went to Coney Island, so this is very relevant.
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 Except no women in nude costume.
Right.
That I noticed.
And honestly, I was kind of expecting that.
Hoping, really.
Really hoping. Really, truly hoping. So he's, like, on his edible at the bar. He can't move. And then she's there. And she sits next to him and starts talking about how much she misses him.
Aww.
And he's panicking because he literally can't move. Which is, like, this is, like, a movie scene. This is, like, a nightmare. And then she started telling him that she just learned that she might have cancer again. Again.
Again?
Okay. Yeah, right. And we don't, and that she really just needed to hang out with someone all night because she was so upset. So he writes that he told her he could come over, but he didn't want to have sex with her. So he's trying to keep this boundary, right? Respectable.
Yeah.
And she agreed. And so they walked to her pickup truck and she started driving us to his house. And meanwhile, you know, he's still on this edible. Halfway to the house, she started saying she just didn't understand why he didn't want to have sex with her. And, like, she just kept going on about that. And he asked her to let her out of the car. And she said no.
Nice.
Yeah, that's a very Ted Bundy move.
Seriously.
And then he started to open the car door anyways while they're moving in the car. Mm. So she stopped and he ran to his house.
Nice.
Yes, that is how terrifying this woman was and how strong the edible was.
Seriously.
And the follow-up that he says is that she did not have cancer. She never had cancer. She used that to manipulate people.
Naturally.
Right?
Oh my gosh.
You've never pretended to have cancer, have you, Piggy?
No, I mean, you know, like, in my mind, when I'm, like, daydreaming about how I might die, sure.
Totally, yeah, yeah.
But, like, I've never been, like, practicing, like, I think I have cancer. What do you think? And then somebody freaks out. I'm like, hey, just kidding. I just wanted to see how you'd react.
I'm trying to workshop my death.
That's so, not kidding. I'm not kidding about that. Like, I wouldn't, you know.
I thought about whether I would be one of those inspiring people, like, because, you know, there's people who get cancer and they're, like, really, like, amazing about it. I think I'd be, like, an asshole. Like, I think I would be, like, a bitch. Like, I would be like, fuck you, I have cancer, get out of my way.
I would be inspiring.
Yeah? Yeah. I think you would.
Oh, yeah.
I think you would.
I'd be like, live your best life.
Yeah, you'd be like, live your best life because, like, wow, this is going dark. I don't want to, yeah. I've lost family to cancer, so hopefully these jokes don't come off wrong. It's more just about the absurdity of this woman.
Yeah, faking her impending death, really.
Yeah, like just, and the fact, I'm also like, and this is not to be reductive, but I know it will sound reductive. If she really wanted to have sex that bad, I just feel like there's better ways to do it. Right?
Go back to the naked suit, maybe.
Yeah. Like, honestly, like, I feel like, pretending to have cancer, I feel like, would work better. Yeah.
No.
Yeah, exactly. No. Exactly. We're like, eh. And, he has a second, he has a second story.
Cool.
But I feel like, the cancer thing, I'm just fascinated with the idea that this was, like, her backup plan. Right? Like, she's like, okay. And I don't know if he doesn't clarify if he told her that he was on the edible. I would assume that came up, right?
Sure. He was acting kind of weird.
Yeah, he's like, can't move.
Normally I wouldn't talk to you, but I have to now.
Yeah, I'm literally stuck here. And she's like, great, I want to have sex with you. Also, I'm going to die. Like, yeah.
I was just going to go sad more, but like, what is it about her that she feels like she has to do that?
Yeah.
And like, you know, can't just have like, you know, real friends who don't need her to have cancer to hang out.
Yeah, because like, it's interesting because I wonder if she thought it was less creepy to pretend she had cancer than to just be vulnerable and be like, I really, really like you and miss you.
Yeah, and maybe you just know? Like, I don't want to be alone tonight.
Right. Like a normal human feeling.
Right, I feel sad.
Nobody likes to admit.
It's okay if you feel sad without having, you know, some life-ending sort of deal going on.
Yeah. It's interesting because, like, sometimes I think the behavior that is creepy comes from the fear of vulnerability.
For sure. For sure.
In fact, that kind of relates to the second. So this is a submission from Chris Gusta as well. This is the beginning of it. He says, I saw someone who I thought was really pretty at Twin Peaks Fest. Chris is from Washington, which is where I'm from. So for listeners who are like, Twin Peaks Fest, I'm like, yes, that is a Pacific Northwest thing. He wasn't going to the festival, but he went down to visit his friends who were there. So he saw her there. And later that day, she sent him a friend request on Facebook. Then, even later that day, she posted that weekend she was hoping to go hike Mount Si with someone. He wrote her that he would love to hike Mount Si. So then on Sunday, they went and they went on a hike together.
Nice.
Which is very cute.
Yeah.
And also, like, you know, trusting of both of them.
Sure.
And then apparently it was actually a failure because they went to the wrong trailhead, so they didn't end up going on the full hike, which is, I very much relate to that.
Totally relate to that. I have definitely done that in Washington, actually.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot.
Actually, I did try to hike Mount Si one time, but it was too snowy, and so we, like, hiked up partway. I sprained my ankle, and then we had to go back.
Oh, my gosh.
Sad. Mount Si is beautiful.
How did you get down?
My friend carried all my stuff, and I used, like, a hiking pole to kind of, like, hop my way along.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Because, like, a sprained ankle is hard enough to just walk, let alone get down a mountain.
I'm really good at spraining my ankles when I go on hikes.
Yeah.
A gift of mine.
Not to brag.
Not to brag.
But it's, like, kind of a thing.
Yeah.
And so, like, they no, I mean,
it's random, yeah.
It's, but it's relevant. And they ended up, they still hung out that afternoon, all afternoon. And he writes, they stayed friends for a long time. So years later, they started dating, which I'm also, that's another thing where I'm like, why didn't you date then?
Right? Yeah, yeah.
They started dating. And when she came to Bellingham, where Chris lives, he took her on another hike, and this is in quotes, at Whatcom Falls, which he wrote in parentheticals, is really more of a long walk than a hike.
Sure, yeah. I think I've been there.
And in the middle of the walk, she told him that she actually hated hiking. Which, of course, you know, that's a plot twist, right? and he was, like, confused, of course, because he's like, well, I met you. Like, I met up with you alone because of your post about how hiking might sigh. Mount Sigh. And she wrote that she actually, she asked about him after he came down to the fest and she saw him. And she basically got dirt on him from her, his friends, and then posted that hoping that he would say he'd want to go because he likes hiking. And he was like, and he writes that he was flattered, but also a little bit baffled.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, okay, so maybe I have sort of done that.
Yeah.
Where I have pretended to like stuff that I wasn't super into or didn't even know if I was into because I wanted to hang out with a guy. Actually, the hiking thing is one of those things. Like, several years ago, I met this guy who was really cool.
Yeah.
We talked about photography, which I'm really into, obviously.
Yeah.
And then he was, like, a hiker guy. Like, right. You know, he's always wearing the hiker clothes and the, you know, one of those kinds of...
And that's, like, an identity.
Pacific Northwest people, right? And yes. I'm definitely, like... Stay in and watch movies.
Yeah. Sometimes have tequila while you're doing
Sometimes
that.
Have tequila while I'm watching movies and, like, hang out at my friend's house and watch movies.
Yeah. Doing edible, watch movies.
Right. I grew up in the Pacific Northwest and, like, had never really been hiking.
Right.
So I think I was, gosh, this is, like, 6 years ago and I'm 40 now. So, like, I was pretty old when I first started hiking.
Right.
Anyway, he's like, yeah, you want to go hiking? And I was like, well... Yeah, let's do that. That sounds awesome. And actually, like, I ended up really enjoying it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, to start out with, I was just like, oh, okay, cool. Let's go totally hang out. I love hiking.
Oh, my gosh. Did you look into his eyes and realize, oh, no, I love it?
Oh, that I love it? Well, it wasn't his eyes, really. It was actually the woods. But I really liked the woods. And,
yeah.
And actually, he was so nice because when I first started, I was like red-faced and sweating and breathing hard and, like, not in shape at all. And he was like, come on, let's go. Like, he was super nice and held my stuff from. He's the same person that, like, I sprained my ankle when I was hiking with him. Actually, twice I sprained my ankle while I was with him.
I mean, that is very, I feel like that could be a romantic scene in a movie. Like, you sprain your ankle and he has to help you. There was that movie with Idris Elba and Kate Winslet.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a good movie. I like that
one. Yeah, and they're just saving each other the whole time. Very hot.
Very hot. It wasn't quite that hot.
It wasn't quite that hot, your hike?
No, no. He's more like, he's like, he does, like, safety stuff, like CPR, like, he's into, like, that kind of, like, I don't know what you call that. Safety stuff.
Yeah, he's into safety.
He's into safety.
He likes breathing in people's mouths and out of his mouth. And
wrapping, like, ankles.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, he, like, Googles, like, how to wrap an ankle, and then
he, like, keeps a life jacket in his pocket.
Okay,
and, like,
that's not, I'm not kidding about that kind of stuff. Like,
really?
He has all the things.
That's amazing. That's kind of hot.
Yeah, well, I was really into him. So.
Yeah. What happened?
With him?
Yeah.
Okay, well, we're still friends. For a really long time, and we would hang out on and off, and, like, every time we would hang out, like, on a regular basis, I would just be like, I'm so in love with you.
Yeah.
But, you know, he was taking, and I'm putting this in quotes, a break from relationships.
Right. That's, I feel like everybody says that.
Yeah.
Unless they're active, like, they're going wild on Tinder.
Right. Well.
Or in one, of course.
But I think, well, okay, this is, like, reading into it, but I'm pretty sure it was just like, I don't really want to date you. But let's hang out and be friends.
Yeah.
But I don't want you to get the wrong idea about us being friends, so I'm going to tell you that I'm taking a break from relationships.
Right.
You know, and so, you know, it did keep me in check. I mean, every time I got, like, my heart would be a flutter, I'd be like, no, no, he's not dating anyone right now.
Yeah.
Calm down, you know.
Yeah, it was like, it was like this emotional block where you're like, okay, I can't, like, I might still read into this stuff, but I probably shouldn't for my sake.
Right. And if he hadn't said that, actually, I definitely would have read into everything, because he was super kind.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, bought me meals and, like, carried my stuff and, like, listened to my, like, we, like, shared heart to heart stuff. And I totally would have taken that wrong if he hadn't been up front.
Like, I feel like I, like, hiking alone is really intimate.
Totally.
I don't think I've, like, even my close male friends were, like, straight male friends where, like, there's nothing there, you know? I'd just be like, oh, I don't want to go hiking with you. You're going to annoy me. Right? Or, like, I'll annoy you or something. Like, it's just so intimate. I feel like it would be hard to not kind of fall in love.
Sure. I mean, yeah, you're out. You're, like, journeying together. And yeah. Like, either you're going to piss each other off because you're like, I don't need to talk right now, you know?
Right.
Or you're going to have, like, these great deep conversations and you're, like, going to bond with nature and...
Yeah.
I mean, that's a real thing.
Have you ever, like, pretended to like something else or put yourself in a position so that you would, like how she posted on Facebook so you could see it? Have you ever done that kind of, like, peacocking?
Well, not exactly the same way. I think I heard a podcast of yours recently where somebody, like, bought Dave Matthews tickets for somebody else. I've never done anything, like, sort of that extreme, but I definitely have, like, figured out where guys lived and then, like, walked near their house or like figured out where they worked or like figured out where they were going to be a lot of time and then just like happened to be in the area when they might be there.
That's like, would you go on the actual street or were you like, okay, I'll be on this side street by where they live?
Well, so I was madly in love with this guy in high school and he lived kind of on a cul-de-sac, like out of the way. So I definitely couldn't walk directly past his house because, you know, I didn't know anybody that lived down there. And if he saw me, he'd be like, what the hell are you doing here?
Right.
Excuse me. So, but I would walk like on the main street near his place. I would walk past it like, and I mean, it was on the way to places, but like I'd walk specifically past this place and like walk really slowly.
Yeah.
Like just in case he might be around. Another guy that I was really into lived like in this dorm. And I just always found reasons. There was nothing on the other side of his dorm. Like, I couldn't walk anywhere.
It's not like, oh, yeah, you know, I'm just, like, I'm at Chipotle or I'm at the library.
Just going to pop over to this place.
Just happen to hang out here a lot. Yeah.
Right. There wasn't anything past the dorm. I just was like, I would just walk past and then walk past. And then, you know, like hoping that he would just, like, come out of the building, which, you know, I don't know. That's a lot of waiting and walking, to be honest.
Did you ever have the, like, run into each other moment that you were hoping for?
Sure. There were always, like, a few.
Yeah.
There was one guy I really liked, and I was into rollerblading at this time. I lived in Chicago, and I didn't do this on purpose, I promise, but I fell in front of him.
Yeah.
And so my knee was all torn up, and he, like,
helped. I love this, like, you getting, I don't love you getting injured, but this theme.
It is, and I have to say, I know it sounds super creepy, but, like, honestly, I just am clumsy.
Yeah, no, I mean, I can relate to that.
Yeah, and I wish that it, I mean, I wish that, like, either it was on purpose, or it was, like, you know, fruitful.
Right, like, you're like, this is your game plan.
Right, and it works.
Yeah.
I've never had anybody, like, fall for that, even as it's not, you know, purposeful, but... Yeah, lots of being injured and dropping things and carrying too many heavy things and, like, fumbling. Like
that's my life,
actually. That's just what I'm like.
Like, when there's the scene in the movie where the woman drops the books and then the man, like,
helps
her pick them up, you're like, that's actually...
Their eyes meet as they're standing up.
Yes, their hands graze.
And
gently.
She, like, pushes up her glasses up her nose because they've kind of fallen.
Yeah.
And their eyes meet.
And she's like, oh my gosh, thank you so much.
And he's like, I mean...
Well.
Yeah. He's all, like, awkward because she's gorgeous.
Oops.
That's never been me.
Instead, he's like, are you okay?
Right. And I'm like, no, I'm fine. I'm embarrassed I run away.
Right? Leave me alone.
Don't you hold my door for me.
Yeah.
I mean, hi.
Yeah. Thank you so much. I'll get my own damn door.
Right. I'm confused.
Do you stalk people online?
Of course.
Right? I mean,
of course.
Like, I ask that to everyone and everybody says yes, because, like, even if you don't seek that out, it's suggested to you by Facebook, by Instagram,
yeah,
by
absolutely,
Twitter.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
Do you have anyone that you slipped in those DMs late at night or where you, like, keep them bookmarked because you're like, hey.
Yeah, I mean, I do, I'm pretty, like, I think I used to do more DMs with people, like, I don't know, try to think of some question I had, from, like, they're in a band, and I'm like, oh, do you like, you know, such and such, or, like, I saw this guy in the park the other day with, like, a poetry thing, and I was like, oh, I have this question about poetry for you, you know, like, I try to think of something, like, really, like, smart and, like, non, like, I don't know, like, I'm not trying to be, like, trying to be like, oh my gosh, I have those same, you know.
Right.
I don't know. Anyway, I try to be cool about it.
Totally, totally.
But there is this one guy that's on Instagram who is so beautiful. And I actually did initially, like, find him because of his art. Like, he makes really beautiful art.
Yeah.
But then I saw him.
Yeah.
In some of his photos. And he's just, like, this massive beard and, like, wild hair. And so, like, fun. Like, posts that he does are so fun and weird. And, and then, you know, he has a girlfriend, which is pretty sad. But yeah, I have been, like, I do, like, try to, you know, put in, like, the funny, like, comments on his pictures and stuff because he's awesome and I just want his attention.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. You're, yeah. Like, and it's, like, I like that, I like the tactic of trying to think of actual things to talk about.
Well, yeah.
It's less vulnerable than just being, like, hey, I think you're cute, because you're, like, oh, well, yeah, you're cute, but let's talk about music. Right.
Right. And I've actually been pretty good at that, like, finding... Yeah. Finding the, and actually that is kind of creepy in itself. Like, okay, what can I ask them? What can I ask them?
Crush-based research.
Crush-based research.
Yeah.
Well, okay, yeah, I've done that before too. Like, go to their Facebook page and, like, what do they post about and what do they do for a living? And,
yeah.
You know, yeah.
You get, like, a background, you get background info so that you're going into the conversation informed.
Yeah. Yeah. Although I try not to, like, go too far out of my range. Like there's this one guy that I kind of liked for a while that I saw on Twitter all the time. And he's really into music, which is cool, but, like,
yeah.
he'll post, like, record albums on his Instagram about the album he's listening to right now, which is, you know, pretty hipster and cool that he listens to records. But I never know the bands that he posts.
Yeah, yeah, you're like, oh, man.
So, and initially I was like, oh, I could totally, you know, I could talk about this stuff with him, and then I realized I didn't know any of the bands, and I was like, well, you know, I can't fake my way into a whole genre of music I've never listened to.
Yeah, yeah. It's one thing if you're like, oh, I haven't listened to this album by this band that I like or this one artist. But yeah, when you're like, this is a whole, I'm going to have to research the discography of everybody.
Right, I've never heard any of this.
Yeah, stuff. That's like a whole nother animal.
Yeah.
I used to do the thing where I would just on impulse, I would just say that I knew about things. Like, if somebody asked, like, if I was into someone and they were like, oh, yeah, do you like that? I'd be like, yeah, totally. But, and, like, so I would lie, you know?
Yeah.
And then be, and some of it was nervousness. A lot of it was nervousness. But then when they would quiz me on it, I'd just be like, oh, what was your favorite part of that movie? And I'd be like, you know, like,
where the guy did the thing.
I always have, yeah, the problem is I've learned to bullshit well enough that I would still trick people. I'd be like, just like the vibe, the way that the vibe, like.
I can hear you saying that.
Yeah.
I say that all the time. Are you lying to me when you say
that? Yeah, yeah. I'd be like, oh, the vibe of it. Well, that's the problem is, like, it sounds like the way I talk, so they'd just be like, oh, sure. Like, I'd be like, overall, the philosophical questions in the movie, really. And they'd be like, wow, yeah. And then I'd be like, wow, I'm such a piece of shit. But it's a crush thing, you know?
Yeah.
Or even, like, not necessarily romantic, but even with people just that I think are cool, that I want to be friends with. I don't, now I admit when I don't know things.
Yeah.
I'm curious, do you have any, like, we've had a few guests here who would, like, spy on their neighbors, like, they'd see a window, you know,
yeah.
And then they'd spy on them
yes.
for an extended period of time. Have you ever had anything where you, like, spy on someone's space?
Well, okay. So I actually have, I have a great in on this because I clean houses for a living. So I'm in people's houses. In fact, I have keys to several people's houses.
Like, you literally have the in.
I have the in, you know, I
yeah.
didn't even have to, like, peek in the window. I just, like, sift through their belongings. But I mean, and I will say that, like, I am very respectful of their stuff. Like, I'm not, like, looking in their, you know,
no.
end table drawers for, like, what kind of condoms
they use. You're not, like, posting Instagrams of, like, people's diaries or anything.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't go into, like, details of things that, like, you know, are obviously not okay. But I definitely try to be, like, an investigator. So I'll, you know, okay, what kind of art do they like? What kind of cologne do they have? I definitely smell everyone's colognes.
Yeah.
Like, what kind of products do they use, and how dirty is this space, and what kind of food do they eat? And I try to, like, figure out who they are, you know, based on the books they read and all that kind of stuff. And then I, like, try to, okay, so what were the parents like? And, like, I try to keep up all these scenarios. And I definitely have had clients that I was kind of slightly in love with.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Two in particular that I actually still clean for them. And they're so nice, so sweet.
Yeah.
And so, like, you know, as I'm cleaning their house, I'm just, like, picturing them there. Like, what if they came home and we, like, chatted and they found out how amazing I am and like, you know, or I see stuff like I have one client that has like Seattle Art Museum stuff.
Right.
And recently the Seattle Art Museum hosted my favorite artist, Andrew Wyeth. And so then I was like, oh, I got to text him about Andrew Wyeth because I found something to talk about, you know?
Yeah, exactly. You're like, oh, okay, this is like our in.
Yeah. And so that particular client turns out that he's gay.
Yeah.
Which is not so weird for me to be attracted to a gay man, but that's a whole other story.
Yeah.
So I found out that he was gay. All right, like, that's fine. You know, obviously, you know, you don't have to be in love with me. That's okay. We can still have funny text messages.
Yeah.
But then I have another client that I'm still, like, not sure.
Right.
Like, there are a couple of things that make me think he might be gay, but he's, like, one of those, like, kind of shy, like, kind of sweet. Like, I definitely am, like, sort of in love with him.
Yeah, and you're, like, and it almost doesn't, is it one of those things where it almost doesn't matter if he's gay? Because it's just, like, I mean, obviously you don't want him to be gay because then he can be in love with you back.
Right.
Like, that's a pretty big detail. But, like, where it's, yeah, like, with usually. The illusion and the thought land.
Yeah, and actually, you know, with the idea that he might be gay, it's like, okay, well, this is why he hasn't asked me out.
Yeah, well, right? It's less personal, because you're like, oh, well, I'm just not in his wheelhouse.
Right, yeah.
Did you ever watch Room Raiders?
No, uh-uh.
Okay, so it was, I had a phase where I watched all of the MTV reality shows.
Okay.
And especially because they would have dating shows for a long time, they don't really have those anymore. But Room Raiders was one where... basically, I hope I'm remembering the plot right, because there's like 8 different dating shows that are in my head right now, which is a whole nother thing to but basically they would have 2 people and they would get nominated by their friends for Room Raiders, and they would have to like raid a stranger's room. Oh wait, no. It's one person and then they get 5 people's rooms they raid and then they pick which room they want to go on a date with.
Oh my gosh, I would be so good at that.
Yeah, and I was just thinking, like, your cleaning experience is like, that's like real life room. I mean, you know what the people look like, you know, like they're in, but still, like,
oh,
you're getting the information from all of their belongings.
Totally. And yeah, I would, yeah, I think I would be pretty good at that. I think I would.
Because
be
like, what are some links you've noticed kind of between like, oh, people who are really into sports have these things in their home, or people who are, like, besides the obvious, like, this person has a jersey.
Right.
You know, like, or this person has art. But, like, have you noticed cleanliness or dirtiness patterns based on, like, your clients' personalities or genders or?
Well, I have a surprising amount of clients who are really, like, picked up, like, they don't have stuff laying around.
Yeah.
They just have, like, I have to clean their baseboards or, like, I need to scrub out their tub or whatever, which is my favorite thing, and because then I just get to do, like, the shiny detail stuff, which is my favorite. But there is the – I do have one client, and, like, this is not, like, a crush situation. It's just this couple that lives in Seattle, and they have all of these, like, art, like, decoration books. And there's something about the way that the house is set up and these particular kinds of books that makes me think that she is, like, a decorator.
Right.
And she decorates spaces for a living. And it's not just the, like, oh, she's into art deco. You know, like, she has these decorating books. She must be a decorator.
No, it's like the way that everything's set up.
Yeah.
And you're coming to this conclusion.
Yeah, because she has other art books and, like, books about dogs, because they have dogs, you know,
right,
and stuff.
Like most people, she's not just like, I only read about the thing that I do for my job.
Right, yeah. Right. So there are different things that, like, I have another client who's an architect, and I haven't noticed a whole lot of, like, architect kind of books or anything.
Right.
But he definitely, his style is very, like, what is that, mid-century, modern, is that what it is? It's very, like, that, and, like, minimalist, and I've actually seen his website with his architecture stuff. And it like matches what he has at home.
Whoa.
Yeah. It's just his, it's like his style.
Yeah.
It reminds me a lot of Denmark, actually. But he has a, like, very few, like, books that, you know, fiction books.
Right.
And there's, like, no, you don't see any, like, movies around. In fact, the living room isn't very well lit, and I don't understand what they do in the evening, because...
Like, there's no light.
There's no light in there.
They light candles, and they just, like, pray to Satan.
They sit like, in the dark and, like, you know, draw pictures of buildings. And
right, right. Yeah, they're like, we're too artistic to have, like, a lamp. Like, do...
I can't even imagine what they do in the evening, actually.
Do you... Maybe you should ask them.
Yeah. How do you live in this space without light?
I love the idea of you cleaning people's houses and you're building these ideas of their lives and then you finally confront them on your questions. Like, okay, so I've been thinking about you for a while. What do you do at night? Like, what is going on?
What's the deal with this thing? Like, or how do you get this one space so dirty all the time? What is it you're doing in that space?
Yeah. Ooh, yeah.
I mean, you know, not like creepy.
Right, not like, yeah.
I definitely am, like, weary of, like, really gross spaces. Like, I've definitely come upon people's, like, sex toys and stuff.
Yeah, I was going to ask if you ever ran into, like, their sex toys or, like, a used condom or anything, like, of that caliber.
Yeah, for sure.
And you just got to move along.
I just got to move along, yeah. Yeah, and, you know, I don't judge those people or anything. It's just I don't want to touch it, so how can I got to clean around it. You know, one time I was stripping somebody's bed, and I, like, shook this pillow out of its case.
Yeah.
And a dildo fell out with it.
Wow.
And I was like, now I have to touch it to put it back in another pillowcase.
Yeah, and it's such an interesting, like, keeping it in the pillowcase. Like, it's interesting how people hide things in their own home, but not, like, it's not like, oh, I just put my dildo in the drawer.
Right.
It's like, I have it in a pillowcase. It's like, are you hiding it from your mom? What? You know, like, why there? But, again, you're not going to ask.
Right. Why was this in your pillowcase?
Yeah. So this is, like, a bit of a pivot, but it's something I ask people. And even if you don't have a specific anecdote related to this, I'm fascinated with, like, I think sometimes the way that we try to express affection or a crush can be misinterpreted, right? And one of the aspects of creepiness is, like, if the other person's down or... How you say it? What's one of the creepiest ways that you've tried to tell someone you were into them?
I don't.
You don't. You don't.
No. In fact, I think this is possibly why that's a whole other thing. I actually have been, like, dated gay men before.
Yeah.
And I think that part of my problem is I do not want anyone to know if I'm, like, interested in them or attracted to them at all. So I think I put out, like, this totally, like
sex, not asexual, but, like, just, like, it's fine.
There's no sex on my mind, and there's no, you know, like, there's no physical thing happening. And so, yeah, I think I'm, like, the opposite of, like, people who try to be all, like, sly or flirty or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't put any vibes as far
gay,
as I know.
Like, dating gay men. So, like, how, like, I mean, obviously, like, I've had crushes on gay men before, too. And obviously, like, you know... Like, if they're fluid or if they're also into women, that's, you know, different situation. But if they're just into men.
Right.
Like, have you noticed there's, like, certain characteristics? Or is it partly, like, this aspect of feeling safe? Like, there's not pressure.
You mean for me or for them?
For you.
Oh, yeah. Well, first of all, when I was, like, I started to be into these guys, I didn't know that they were gay.
Right.
You know, they weren't, like, effeminate or any, like, of the stereotypes that you would consider, like,
totally.
Oh, you know, and I apparently, if gaydar is an actual thing, I don't have it because, yeah, I don't know, you know, unless somebody's like, I like to have sex with men. Like, I'm just not going to assume that they're gay.
Exactly. And that is like totally another thing where it's like, yeah, it's like we have stereotypes of what people act like and how that corresponds to their sexuality.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So I didn't, you know, like, I wasn't like, like with my clients who I think might be gay, I didn't have any kind of like inkling that they were. So I, like, got crushes on these guys and then they pursued me.
Yeah.
You know, which again is not a signal that they are gay.
Well, yeah. And that's also, like, an issue of, like, they're not out or they're not out to themselves.
They're not out. Yeah. For sure. They were not out.
Yeah.
When they hit on me.
Yeah. and because they're not out, you don't know. So you're like, okay, word, like, let's go.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, totally. Yeah, obviously, like, it's pathological if I'm, like, dating several gay men.
Yeah. You're like, oh, good. You're not attracted to my gender.
I love it.
I am super into that. Yeah.
Please.
Did you ever have, like, when you were dating any of these guys, did you ever have a point before you knew that a friend knew? Like, where a friend was like, I think he's gay. And you were like, no.
Oh, gosh. Well, okay, this is, this is, I don't know, this isn't me being creepy, but really this is just like people, maybe I'm like super naive, but the first guy that I dated that was gay was friends with the second guy that I dated. Like they were friends with each other.
Oh my gosh,
and
yeah.
So they knew about each other.
But neither of them warned you about each other because they're keeping a secret for their friends.
Right, exactly. Sure. So I dated the first guy and things went awry. And then he like tried again with me.
Yeah.
And I talked to this other guy, you know, the guy who knew about him. And I was like, yeah, so I was thinking about getting back together with so-and-so. And he was like, oh, well, has anything changed from the last time you guys dated and broke up?
That
you know,
such a...
That's how he said
that
it.
That is so slick, though.
Right.
That's such a slick way to ask.
Right. Does he still not want to have sex with you? Or
yeah,
you know?
Yeah. And you're just like, that's... What are you talking... Why do you know these things? Yeah. How do you know?
Well, yeah, we didn't talk about sex, but he was just like sort of general about it. Like, is everything the same? Or,
yeah, like
you know?
Any life changes for anyone slash him?
Right. And actually at the time, I was like, wow, that's a really wise question. Like,
right.
If we broke up before, maybe we shouldn't be together now.
Yeah, you're just thinking of it from this generalized, like, wisdom. Like, wow, that's wise.
That's wise, yeah.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Yeah, and the interesting thing is that, like, he would be so wise about my relationship with this other guy, but then would later go on to pursue me. Right? That's... Anyway.
And, did, obviously, you don't have to speak to this if you don't want to, but, like, did you feel like he was questioning? Was it a matter of him questioning, or, like, just, like, he really liked you and like
you the know, second guy?
Yeah, the second guy. Like he was like, "Well, I really like Peggy, so maybe I could like this one woman I could be."
I think honestly that he was like, I can't, it's not okay if I'm gay."
Mm-hmm.
And I like hanging out with her. She's fun.
Yeah.
And clearly in some way she's okay with people being gay because she dated this other guy that she found out was gay.
Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah.
Like, there's something about, like, well, she has experience with this.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, she's not going to, like, freak out.
Yeah, it's like...
Which, yeah.
No, totally. There's, like, when you say it out loud, it's, like, such a weird, like...
Right.
Right? Like, what?
Are you closeted?
Yeah.
I will date you.
Oh, great. You've dated a cool closeted guy before. Is that your type? And you're like,
right.
I sure hope not. That's not what I'm trying to have be my type. Like...
Yeah, yeah.
Have you... Do you have any, like, are you... Okay, so, like, some of the people on here have had, like, funny celebrity experiences or like stalker experiences. Have you ever met a celebrity or somebody that you were a fan of and had like a weird fangirl moment?
Oh gosh.
And it also doesn't have to be like, it doesn't have to be like, oh, you know, I met Johnny Depp. Well, he's a bad example. He's a wife beater. hashtag I don't stand with Johnny. That's the problem. Any actor I bring up now, I'm like, fuck, he's a rapist also, you know? yeah. but it doesn't have to be someone super famous. It could be like, oh, you play in this band, I think it's cool. And then you met them and there was this weird starstruck kind of thing.
Well, okay, so I have two things. One of them is I did meet this guy in a band that I used to really be into, and he was like 6'7" or something, and I don't think I knew that he was so tall.
How do you be that tall?
I don't know.
Yeah.
How do you just live your life that tall?
Yeah.
So I am like really smooth. I walk up to him, you know, like, I'm going to have him sign this thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever it was, jacket, TD jacket or whatever it was. Have him sign it. And he like stood up and I just like, you know, my eyes went from like level with his belly button, like, you know, up to his face. And I just was like, you're really tall.
Oh my
god. That was my smooth meeting the famous person moment.
And he's just like, yeah, I get that.
Yeah. Where's your thing? I'll sign in.
Right. You're like, can I climb you? Please.
So the other thing that I used to do when I was young is obviously I had celebrity crushes, but for a long time I had this huge crush on Liam Neeson.
Yeah.
When I was in high school. And
take me, Liam.
Right. He's Irish, he's tall, you know,
right.
Kind of rugged. And I definitely, they made this new, like, cemented sidewalk next to my house. I definitely wrote, I love Liam Neeson in the pavement.
Oh my gosh.
On the sidewalk.
Yes.
And it is still there.
Perfect.
Yeah, 25 Perfect. Or, you know, yeah, 25
You're
years
like,
later?
Is this murdery? I don't know. like, I feel like with writing declarations of love, like, on a street, like, it's either really romantic or, like, a threat.
Right, well, I don't even know.
Tara, you know? Yeah.
Tell Tara.
When you wrote that, did you feel like you got a weight off your chest? My love for him is out there.
stuff. I don't even know why. Like, what did I think?
Yeah.
I don't know what I thought would be, like, maybe he'll walk past it or other people walk past it and be like, yeah, Liam Neeson. Or, like...
Yeah, same. Like somebody's going to get their Sharpie out and be like, same girl.
Same, yeah. They're going to, like, knock on my house and be like, oh my gosh, me too.
Yeah.
You know. Make friends from the Liam Neeson Club.
I love him so much.
No, they would be competition.
Yeah, yeah. That's true. And then you would have to have, like, some sort of MTV dating show style face-off.
We could still do that. He's single, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, he is. You could get on his Instagram and get in his DMs with a well-crafted question.
Oh, my gosh. Totally.
Right?
Like, hey, Liam Neeson, when I was 16,
yeah.
I wrote your name in cement.
And
I think we should date.
Yeah. Honestly, who wouldn't go for that? Well. Another subject that's, like, come up on the podcast before is making adult friendships. Because, you know, as a teenager, you're in high school, and jobs, and in college, like, you're in college, you have these contexts where it's really easy to make friends.
Sure.
Or at least meet people that you don't want to be friends with, you know, whatever. But, like, as an adult, I feel like it's harder to initiate friendships. Like, sometimes that can feel creepy. And
totally.
There's no, like, looming sex involved. It's just, like...
looming sex.
Looming.
There's no looming sex in this room right
like
now.
Like, the sex is not levitating around it, you know? But it's still, like, vulnerable to be like, hey, you're cool. Do you want to get coffee? It's still, like, a date.
Yeah.
Have you ever tried to initiate a friendship and felt that... Like, have you ever felt creepy in that context?
Well, okay, it's not as creepy because... I'm actually friends with her still, but I used to work at this place, and there was a guy there who was engaged to this woman who I'd actually never met her, his fiance. But I found out that she grew up a block from where I had grown up.
Oh, so you're like, you got notes to share.
Yeah,
right?
And there's, I don't know, maybe I saw a picture of her or something. I don't even know what it was about her.
Yeah.
I just was like, I told him, we're going to be best friends.
I love it.
I have never said that about anybody.
I do that to, like, all, like, whenever a dude friend, like, has a girlfriend and I meet her and she's cool, I'm like, I like her more than you.
Right.
They're like, okay, thanks.
Well, I definitely did like her more than him at the time. I mean, they're both amazing, but, yeah, I don't even know, like, I've never done that before or since where I was just like, we're going to be friends.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, you don't have a choice.
Like,
we're going to be friends.
Actually, you're in.
Yeah, already. Like, we haven't even said a word to each other. And we are really good friends still.
Did you take her on a first friend date?
Well, I think because we lived really close to each other and we, like, worked at the same place. And then we often would have, like, meals together and,
yeah.
You know.
Right.
I don't know. We used to, like, drive around and they had this tiny little car and we would, like, almost touch shoulders sitting in it. And we'd be, like, listening to Sufjan Stevens and, like,
Aww. Yeah,
talking about deep stuff.
So it's just, like, a romance from the beginning. Like, a friendship romance.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I adore her.
Yeah. I've had the thing, you know how there's that stereotype, it's not a stereotype, that thing that people do where you get Instagram notifications, somebody likes somebody's photos, like, 13 of them in a row.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
And it's, like, 3 a.m. I feel like I don't really do that to people I'm in, I mean... I've been in a monogamous relationship for almost 2 years, but before that, I wasn't doing that. I was too self-conscious to do that to someone I was trying to, like, flirt with.
Right.
Right? Like, I'd spread those likes out.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm very much someone on social media who likes a lot of things. Like, I'm very expressive. Like, oh, I think you're cool. Like, you know, emojis, etc. So I feel like in many ways I become creepier to people I want to be friends with.
Yes.
So a lot of times that ends up being, like, other women. And I definitely had a time where, like, I... was, like, liking another, I think she was a female comedian, like, her photos at, like, 1 a.m. And it's, like, and I'm not liking, like, her high school bikini photo, you know?
Right.
Like, but I'm still, like, oh, my God, girl. Like, I'm, like, drunk. I'm, like, you're so cool. And I'm just, like, the next day, I think I DM'd her, and I was, like, hey, sorry. Luckily, again, this is a situation where we ended up like, being cool, you know?
Yeah.
Like, she's, like, oh, no, I think you're cool. It's fine. We're cool. But I think sometimes that context of adult friendship is it's a weird, there's no rules.
Yeah, for sure.
Right?
Yeah. Well, and actually, like, I find it easier with like, women friends.
Yeah.
To be like, I have a friend crush on you hardcore.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, I definitely have had a friend crush on you before, Ronwyn.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we've had that, you know?
Yeah.
But we've also known each other for 12 years.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Oh, my gosh. 13 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think it's different, like once you're friends, then you can just be like, oh my gosh, I love, you know, I right. love you. Ah, and that's like, yeah.
I have a, Jessica, our friend Jessica has a really nice big butt.
Yeah, yeah.
And almost every time I see her, I'm like, you have the best ass.
Yeah. And that's when you know that you're on that level of friendship is when you can compliment each other's body parts and it's not weird. Like, you're like, I'm not hitting on you, or I'm not objectifying you. I just, like, you got a great butt.
I just,
you know?
Really,
like, it's there.
Every time I see it, I'm happy.
Yeah. It's, like, so pure. It's just, like, pure happiness. You're like, yes. That, I hope Jessica listens to this.
Yeah. Well, I tell her all the time. She knows what I think of her
yes.
ass.
Okay, good. She's not going to find out on the podcast.
Like, what?
You're like, oh my gosh, well, this is breaking news about my ass. I also love the idea of
breaking news about my ass.
Like, the idea of breaking news about your ass. Like, wow. Do you ever think back to things you did, like, that you never thought were creepy, and now you're like, wow, I was kind of creepy?
Well, the walking past people's houses thing, for sure.
Did you not think it was creepy then?
No.
That's
no.
amazing.
I just really wanted to see them so bad.
This was just you being strategic.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I wasn't being creepy.
Yeah.
You know, because then when they saw me, I'd be like, oh my gosh, hey, what's up? I just happened to see you.
Yeah. No, you know? I mean, I totally did that too. Would you also, like, plan, like, you get your outfit ready, you'd be like, okay, I'm going to be cute. I'm ready.
Totally, yeah. yeah. And then I would, like, yeah. plan, what am I going to say?
Yeah, and like, how casual do I act?
Right.
Okay. What's up?
What are my acting skills like?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, I didn't yeah. know you'd be here.
Yeah, like, well, that's, like, yeah, that's one of the things that gets me the most is, like, a lot of the things I've done that now I realize are weird, I didn't think were weird.
Right. Well, why would you have done them if you thought they were
exactly.
weird?
Exactly.
It's like that girl with the naked suit.
Yeah, she just probably thought she was being awesome.
This is normal.
And the worst part about that is knowing that if I had been her friend, I would have been like, yeah, that's great, go do it. Right? Like, I would agree. Like, hearing it from Chris's perspective, I'm like, yeah, I totally get why you cut things off, but I also totally would have been that enabling friend who's like, yeah, go get your man.
Well, I don't know. I think maybe if she'd been like, I'm going to go at 3 a.m., I'd be like, you know, maybe not 3 a.m.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like, maybe go over at, like, 9 p.m. or something.
Hit him up before 11 p.m. and after 10 a.m.
Right. Like, I think that's because I'm old, though, and I'd be like, 3 a.m. is, I'm in bed.
Like, why aren't you in bed? What is up with you? I just also love the idea of, like, a naked suit. Like, I've seen, you know, like, I know those exist for Halloween, but, like, just be naked. Like,
I need to Google it now, actually.
Just go in a trench coat, right? Like, wear a costume or wear a trench coat and just be naked.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, that's creepy, though. The trench coat with the naked underneath.
It's a very exhibitionist kind of thing.
Okay, so this is the thing that's interesting. It's yeah. really creepy for men to do that, but, like, women do it in movies and it's, like, sexy.
And that's, I mean, that's honestly, like, part of the point of this whole podcast is, like, that because of, you know, rape culture and power structures, like, a lot of things that men do that are creepy, that I do think are creepy, and you guys should please stop doing these things.
Yeah, no trench coats.
Yeah, I'm not trying to, like, stand up for guys who, like, masturbate on the train. That's not the point of this podcast.
Absolutely not.
But, like, women do things that are the equivalent and it's perceived differently.
Yeah.
You know? And that's like, I've thought about even basic behaviors I have and how they would be taken differently. You know, like, even talking to people on the street sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, I don't catcall. I don't do any of that.
Right.
You know, but sometimes a man starting a conversation or certain gestures they make, I'm like, ew.
Yeah.
Because of the context of them.
Yeah.
But if you or I did that, it's friendly.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I talk to people all the time, especially women I usually talk to.
Yeah.
Because you never know.
I compliment other women on their outfits, too. Like,
yeah.
I'll totally do that. Because, I mean, I don't know them. I can't be like, I love your work ethic, you know?
Right.
So,
right.
Like, you have a great personality. So I'm like, oh my God, those shoes are awesome.
Yeah.
Or you know, I love your lipstick color. And, I mean, to be fair, when men say that kind of thing, I don't get creeped
right.
out. I'm like, oh, thanks.
Right.
Thanks, dude.
Like, if they're going to notice your
yeah.
shoes,
like,
or
if they're
something.
Like, hey, nice shoes. I'm like, thanks. You know, like, it's usually when they're like, I want to do this thing to your butt. Then I'm like, hey, you should go to jail.
Right.
Like, maybe not jail, but far away from me, which is what I'm calling jail.
Yes. yeah. I mean, I definitely wouldn't tell any stranger, man or woman, that I like their ass.
Yeah.
You know?
No, no body part stuff.
No.
And no sex things or, like, what would I do to you later or what
yeah.
would you do to me, right?
Yeah. I watched a movie recently. where these two people, like, they met on a plane, I think, and they, like, had this chemistry, and then they found out they lived, like, across the street from each other, which, you know, it's a movie.
Yeah. Wow.
But, like, so they had only met, like, maybe twice, and they ended up going to this, I don't know, cafe or something, and there's definitely this, like, really strong attraction between them.
Right.
But then he, like, kind of hit on her, like, you want to come back to my place, and she was like, I shouldn't. He's like, well, what if I just tell you what I want to do to you?
No.
And then he, like, goes on this very, like, explicit sort of thing about stuff he wanted to do with her. And it was so, like, it was so disgusting.
Yeah.
Like, just the way he talked. Like, well, you don't even also know her. Like,
what I want to do to you. It's right. Not like, hey, here's an activity we could do together. You know, like, it's like, I'm going to enact this on you, which feels very rapey.
And it was really, like, explicit. Really, like, really explicit stuff. And she was like, and when he got finished, she was all, like, hot and bothered. And then, you know, like, they ended up later having an affair with each other.
Right.
But it's like, why?
Yeah.
Why? Just because he was hot and you were attracted to him?
Like, that, he was allowed to talk to... Yeah.
Like, you didn't even know each other.
You don't have context.
Yeah, totally.
I also think, like, movies dictate a lot of... I mean, I think movies perpetuate a lot of freakiness.
Yeah.
Like, I mean... Plug in my other. I also co-host another podcast called Bad Romance Podcast. You guys can check out with Jordane Searles. But we talk about, you know, rom-coms because we do enjoy that genre. But a lot of really bad rom-coms and even some of the good ones, it's like men exhibiting stalker behavior and it's supposed to be romantic.
Yeah. Right? Well, I think there's this idea that if the person doing or saying the thing to you is somebody you're attracted to, then it's okay. Yeah. Like, no matter what it is, if you're attracted to them, it's okay.
Yes.
But actually...
It's not.
It's not. They're, you know, we should all have boundaries.
Absolutely.
Like, just because I think somebody's hot doesn't mean that they get
doesn't mean they get to have no boundaries
right.
to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, because so much of it is just about perception.
Totally.
Which is why, like... Yeah, I mean, you know, Ryan Gosling or Idris Elba could probably do or say things... And a lot of women would be like, oh, no, that's great, you know. Yeah. But if Danny DeVito did the same thing, no offense to the Danny DeVito lovers out there. I think he's great.
He's funny.
You know, he's funny. It would probably be creepy, right?
Yeah, although I have to say that, honestly, I don't think it matters how hot someone is. If they say creepy things.
It's creepy.
It's creepy. I mean, like, if I was out and just say Idris Elba, who is... beautiful man with a beautiful accent.
Yeah.
If he were to, like, come up to me, first of all, I would be dumbstruck. But then if he said something like I want to do, you know, like, I want to do something to you or, like, give it to you up the ass or something like that. Like, that would be inappropriate for anyone to say. I would be like,
it's still
you just,
creepy.
Like, ruined everything that I had hoped to happen as soon as you walked up. You just, like, ruined everything. I have to go.
And I actually, like, and this is probably my own issue, but I think I have a little bit of... a hypocritical thing where handsome straight men, like, get away with so much because they already got this male privilege and then they get the extra dose of, you know.
Yeah.
That, like, I almost trust them less automatically.
Me too.
Right?
Me too, yeah.
Yeah, and so if a man like that, if a guy that is less attractive is creepy, I'm obviously also angry. But, like, I'm almost expecting a handsome man to try to get away with something.
Yeah.
I don't know where to go with that, but that's, you know, that's the thing. So I agree with you because I think it's like boundaries are boundaries, right?
Yeah. Well, and you know, guys will complain about how women, like attractive women can get away with stuff.
Sure, sure.
But to be honest, they're the ones that are giving the, like.
They're letting those women get away with it.
Right,
the men who complain about like, oh, attractive women get to do this and this. I'm like, well, you're only paying attention to attractive women.
Yeah.
So that's kind of your fault.
And you're like, the one that are, you know, like. You're the one that that makes it possible for them to go out and not have to pay for anything in the beginning, you know?
Yeah, and you're deciding you want this because, yeah, there's this whole, like, power structure that's in place.
Yeah.
That you're helping uphold. Yeah, you're buying people drinks and then resenting them for saying yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
resenting them if they reject you, let's be honest.
Yeah. If they do have sex with you, then, like, it's great. The world is working as it should.
You paid for it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
wow. But, you know, those same men probably hate sex workers. So, you know, that's a whole nother.
Sex workers. That's
that's like a whole nother episode.
Whole nother, yeah.
Actually, so, okay.
Speaking of,
I want to, before we, like, close up this episode, do you have a website for your photography or your writing that you would like to plug for people to follow or your Twitter, Instagram?
Wow.
Well, I do have a blog that I used to write in all the time, but I haven't written in a long time. If I give it to you for them to read, then I will have to start writing. So maybe I should just
I think you should do that. It'll motivate. Yeah.
So it's peggykelly.net, peggykelly.net.
Perfect.
And yeah, actually, if anybody out there decides to go to that site and like, you know, say something and I'll write something. I mean, I'll try to write stuff now anyway, but.
Yeah, but if they leave a prompt, then you might.
Oh my gosh, I would love that. Yeah, I would love that.
Okay.
Yeah, and maybe, yeah, I would love that.
Yeah.
Prompts are my favorite thing.
And then I always ask you guys to follow me on Twitter, Bronwyn Isaac, BronwynIsaac. But also, you can also listen to the other podcast that I co-host, Bad Romance Podcast, where we dissect bad romance movies. And I think that's all that I'm trying to plug right now, because if you look on my Twitter, I'll just post all the other things.
Yeah.
Thank you so much
for
this.
Thank you for having me.
You're
so good. I love it. Thank you.
And thank you all for listening. Stay creepy, but in a consensual way. Bye.